By this point, Dorothea had mounted the priest's mule, and the barber had glued his phony beard back on his chin. They asked Sancho to lead them to his master, reminding him not to let on that he knew either the curate or the barber. They'd gone about a mile when they caught sight of Don Quixote in a clearing full of rocks, fully clothed now, but without his armor. Dorothea urged on her palfrey, with the ox-tailed barber following behind. When they arrived, the squire leaped from his mule and reached up to take Dorothea in his arms. She dismounted with great ease and fell to her knees at Don Quixote's feet. "I will not rise, O valorous, distinguished knight, until your grace grants me a boon that will raise your honor and prestige in the name of the most grievously aggrieved and wrongfully wronged maid the sun has ever shone on." "I will not answer you, beauteous lady," Don Quixote said, "nor hear another word about your plight until you rise from this position.